got a couple tasty tracks for your listening pleasure before I come back and wrap up my discussion with today's featured artist, Crystal Shawanda. Got one from William Prince and this one from Mark Brown and the Blues Crew. It's their take on Buddy Guy's Damn Right I Got the Blues. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno.
Hello, this is Cindy Buckskin, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
So am I dreaming, or is this just how we're living now? Refuse to wake, 'cause I I've never been this close. You always think I'm leaving, chance to stay. Darling, it'll be okay. If you look me in the eyes, if you look me in the eyes, I sing now. Don't be afraid of the fire, babe, I'd never let you burn. All these bridges we cross, all that water underneath. When the ashes of lost love make it hard to breathe, my love, if we burn, would you burn right next to me? And there's so much revealed where you take the time to know me for who I am, God, just who I am. Don't be afraid of the fire, babe, I'd never let you burn. And all these bridges we cross, all that water underneath. Ashes of lost love make it hard to breathe. My love, if we burn, would you burn right next to me? And I was in the dark the day that I met you. Now you expect me just to forget you, act like the fire never burned. It was my solstice, my refuge, sitting on the sun. I was so nervous to let you share with me this pain. Reason I don't take a day off, my intentions they were pure. I'm just a beacon for chaos. That fire ever burn, just let it burn. I said if that fire ever burn, just let it burn. Saying, don't be afraid of the fire, babe, I'd never let you burn. And all these bridges we cross, all that water underneath. When the ashes of lost love make it hard to breathe, my love, if we burn, would you burn right next to me? And is it safe to say you are? Oh, babe, you're the flame, the fire, but most of all, you're the spark.
William Prince and the Spark. Another recommendation from today's featured artist, Crystal Shawanda. Welcome back to the final portion of our discussion today. Crystal has been kind enough to really turn me on, and you, by rights, to some incredible tunes today. You and William, you have even shared the stage before as well, too.
Yes, we've shared the stage a few times, and, you know, he's my brother of the road, and we've become very good friends. And we actually did a really big show for Canada Day a few years ago. And it was at that show that he shared a story with me about how he was watching. He actually watched my show because in Canada, there was a like a reality show, like a docu-series of me, a six episode series about me and my journey in Nashville. And he actually told me about how he watched the show and how I inspired him. And he said, and now here I am on stage with you. So it was really cool of him to share that story with me about how I inspired him on his journey.
Hey, you know what? That is really amazing. And it would be cool if some youngsters here in this conversation goes and checks out the docu-series and feels inspired by it all to pick it up, because that's what we need more of, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's good to get inspired by as much as you can every day. I'm always looking for everything from movies, TV, books. I'm always looking to get inspired. You just got to look for it.
For sure. I couldn't agree more, Crystal. We have just a couple more minutes to get caught up at this point, and I know you're a busy lady and a lot of things going on. You mentioned you know, your road brother. I mean, you're on the road right now. Yeah, you've had a busy year.
Yes, absolutely. We've been on tour nonstop since April. I've only been home. I was home like 4 days in June and 3 days in July. So I've basically, and I'm still up here in Canada on the road in between shows right now, and we won't be done till the 17th. So by the time I get home, I'll have been away for 6 months. And it's insane, but, you know, we're grateful, but we're starting to get a little burnt out here.
Sure. Well, people don't realize the rigors of touring and the working musician like that. So you absolutely deserve a break. What are your plans when you get home? Are you going to unwind a little bit? You're going to get right back into the studio.
Well, we're going to relax for a week, and then we're going to head to Florida to Disney World. We're taking our daughter to Disney World and celebrate Halloween. It's kind of our tradition. Every Halloween, we go to Florida, and we go trick-or-treating with some friends of ours who live in a fantastic Halloween celebrating neighborhood, and then we take her to Disney World, and then we're actually going to be doing some shows in Florida. So we're kind of just, you know, we're only taking a short pause, and then we're doing some shows in Florida and other places as well in America. And yeah, we're just kind of keeping the ball rolling, because once the album is released, you know, we got to stay out there and keep promoting it as much as we can.
Well, congratulations again on an incredible new release. Where can people find Midnight Blues and more of Crystal Shawanda at?
Well, you can actually right now, you can hit up the pre-sale, the pre-buy on iTunes, and then it will be available definitely on September 30th on iTunes, and it'll be on Spotify. You can follow me on Spotify and add me to your playlist, because that really helps me a lot. It helps us artists a lot when you add us to your personal playlist. And yeah, and then you could find it online on Amazon, and then if you'd like to keep up with me and my show dates, follow me on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and also check out my website, crystalshawanda.co.
Crystal, I've been looking forward to this conversation for quite some time, and I certainly wasn't disappointed. I know our listeners aren't disappointed either, and I can't thank you enough for sharing some of your enthusiasm, your passion for music and the recording arts with me and my listeners today, and I certainly hope you'll join me on Gynol here soon.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for squeezing me in today, and thank you everyone for listening. I really appreciate it.
Back to what our love really means. Let's get going. talk to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't understand everything. Yeah. I can understand that love.
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Yes, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yes, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yes, my bucket's got a hole in it. It don't work no more. Well, I went up on the mountain. I looked down in the sea. I seen the crowds and the fish doing the twist for me. Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yes, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. It don't work no more. Gonna see my baby before the sun goes down. I'm gonna tell my baby I'm leaving town.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.